Let me tell you about a moment that changed everything for me. We had just wrapped a big campaign. The numbers looked great. Revenue up. Donors happy. The team was exhausted but proud. On paper, it was a win. But something felt off. Because when I looked closer, I realized something uncomfortable. We were celebrating money, not meaning. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. And today, I'm sharing the day I realized our mission wasn't about money at all. Because this shift changes how you lead, how you fundraise, and how you define success. Let me take you back. We had a donor call, nothing unusual, just a thank you conversation. And I asked a simple question, what made you give? I expected a typical answer. You believe in the cause, you like the campaign, you support the mission, but that's not what they said. They told me about a moment, a story, a feeling. They said, I saw myself in that story. That was it. Not the numbers, not the campaign, not the strategy, the connection. And that's when it hit me. We weren't raising money. We were creating moments that move people. Money was just the result. Let me say this clearly. People don't give because you need money. They give because something inside them moves. And if you miss that, you start building everything backwards. You optimize for dollars instead of connection. You push harder instead of listening deeper. You measure success by totals instead of transformation. That's the trap. So here's the shift. Your mission is not about money. It's about meaning. Money funds the mission, but meaning fuels it. Let's build a simple framework. Moment, meaning, memory. Step one, moment. What is the moment that makes someone stop? A story, a situation, a person, something that makes them pause. That's where giving starts. Step two, meaning. Why does that moment matter? To them. Not just your organization, them. Does it remind them of something? Connect to their values? Reflect who they are? That's where emotion builds. Step three, memory. What stays with them after the email, after the event, after the campaign? Because what they remember is what they act on later. That's how relationships grow. Now, let's talk about where this shows up. Your emails, your events, your conversations, especially your events. Platforms like charity auctions today create opportunities for giving. But the real power is in the moments you build around them. Stories, energy, connection, that's what people remember. Your CRM, like donor books, helps you track behavior. But it's your job to understand why that behavior happened. That's the deeper layer. Another insight, if you focus only on money, you'll always feel behind. There's always another goal, another target, another campaign. But when you focus on meaning, you see progress everywhere. In conversations, in connections, in stories. That's what keeps you grounded. Let me say this clearly. Money is the scoreboard. Meaning is the game. Play the game right and the scoreboard takes care of itself. Let's talk real. That moment changed how we built everything. Campaigns became story-driven. Emails became personal. Events became experiences and something surprising happened. Revenue increased because connection increased. That's the leverage. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, ask one donor this week what made them give. Second, listen for the moment, not the surface level answer. Third, use that moment in your next message or campaign. That's how you reconnect to meaning. Tomorrow we're diving into something bigger, how to create ripple effects that outlive your career. Because the real goal is not what you build. It's what keeps growing after you're gone. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. It was never about the money. It was about the moment. Don't forget that. See you tomorrow.